Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I am your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From FDA approvals to gene editing trial updates, we've got a lot to cover today. So let's jump right in. First up, let's take a look at the good news. Switzerland's Basilia Pharmaceutica has received FDA approval for its intravenous antibiotic, ceftobiprole, or Zevtera, for three uses, treating Staphylococcus aureus bloodstream infections, acute bacterial skin and skin structure infections, and bacterial pneumonia in adults and children. This marks a significant milestone for Zevtera, granting it 10 years of U.S. market exclusivity after over a decade of regulatory efforts. Initially approved in Canada in 2008 for skin infections, the antibiotic has now gained approvals in Europe for pneumonia and is available in over 80 countries. Despite early setbacks in the United States, including two FDA rejections for skin infections and a demand for additional studies for pneumonia treatment, the company is now seeking a U.S. commercial partner, expecting to finalize this by mid-year. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Verve Therapeutics has halted enrollment in its VERVE-101 gene editing trial for cardiovascular disease due to a safety issue after a participant showed temporary elevated liver enzyme levels and low platelet count. This setback comes after the FDA previously placed a hold on the trial targeting genetic cholesterol disorder due to concerns over germline editing risks and other effects. Despite overcoming these regulatory challenges and resuming U.S. trials in October of 2023, this recent issue prompts further investigation. Meanwhile, Verve shifts focus to another gene editing treatment, VERVE-102, with trial approvals in the UK and Canada anticipated in mid-2024. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the ugly. This week, Emalex announced it's removing its ALS treatment, Relyvrio, from the market, a decision expected since last month's disappointing study results. The move honors a commitment made during a unique FDA advisory committee meeting in September of 2022, where Amylyx co-CEOs agreed to withdraw Relyvrio if the follow-up Phoenix study failed to prioritize patient well-being. In a way, the writing has been on the wall all along, because despite securing approval, Relyvrio's regulatory journey was fraught with challenges even after receiving its nod from the FDA. In February of last year, health insurance giant Cigna decided not to cover the drug, calling it experimental, investigational, and unproven. Adding insult to injury, just a few months later, the drug faced rejection for the second time by the European Union's medicines regulator. Now, the fallout is severe, with Amylyx laying off 70% of its staff, patients facing losses on a $158,000 per year ineffective drug, and approximately 30,000 ALS patients in the United States left without a better treatment option. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor at Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.